If you eat in your car, you might want to rethink that decision, as a new study has found that vehicles can be dirtier than the average toilet. The study was conducted by researchers from Aston University School of Biosciences and saw them take samples from two toilets and five cars, including one that was only 2 years old. Sadly, the results are a bit stomach-turning, as every vehicle in the study did contain fecal bacteria.
Oh.
In the car? Somewhat surprisingly, the highest levels of fecal bacteria were found in the trunk.
Why?
Favorite student in the front row? That
I
don't know.
Is it Casey Anthony's trunk?
Wow. What do you throw in your trunk?
Or shoes?
What is off? Yeah, shoes.
Okay.
Fun fact, every single
Who put
pair of
shoes in the trunk? Wait. No.
I have three pair in my trunk right now.
What I want you to do is finish that sentence.
What?
Every pair of shoes, and then you stopped.
Has a certain amount of fecal matter on them.
And you guys think I'm crazy because I won't let people wear shoes in my house.
Well,
No. We don't think you're crazy because you won't let people wear shoes in your house. We think you're crazy because of how you go about not letting people wear shoes.
I want to go back to the trunk. I don't know that that's just because of the shoes. Why else would the trunk? What do most people carry in their trunk? Towels?
Maybe not some dropping a deuce back there.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Maybe some windshield wiper fluid, sports equipment.
Some of us have nothing in our trunk.
You have nothing in your trunk?
No, there's nothing in my trunk.
Oh, God, I could survive for weeks in the wild if I could, like, crashed my car in a forest and no one could find me. I could legitimately survive for quite a while with all of the crap I have in my trunk.
No, I had a lady open her trunk yesterday because I had to move some luggage from a guest who stayed in California over the weekend. And I was like, man, you got a lot of crap in your trunk. And I probably shouldn't have said it that way because that came out wrong. But there was
where all the fecal matter came
You don't
from.
Put jumper cables or bungee cords or a fire extinguisher. What else is that? That's useful space just in case.
I'm gonna say something that is not gonna be surprising to anyone. If I had jumper cables in my trunk, I would not know how to hook them up. I would be afraid that I would electrocute myself.
Yeah, me too.
So if I
what? You don't know how to jump a car?
I don't know. The plus goes with the minus, or the minus goes with the plus. But I feel like you do it the wrong way, something explodes.
I don't know.
Plus goes with the minus.
I don't think that's accurate. The red goes on one of them. The black goes on the other. But I don't.
Color-coded.
What?
There's colors. There's symbols.
What do you mean?
Go back to the stuff in the trunk.
I don't have anything in my trunk. I don't have anything in my car except one CD. I'm a very clean person.
Also, a lot of people will set a bag on the ground and then put it in their trunk.
Okay.
Boom, fecal matter.
If you swabbed everyone's car in this building, I guarantee you I would be the winner for the worst, filthiest car.
Oh, no.
No doubt.
No. No doubt.
Oh, we can smell. I mean, tell.
No doubt.
I
have socks in that trunk.
No competition.
You don't even want to know.
Why are there socks in your trunk?
Because I take them off when I'm done and I put my flip-flops on. I do have shoe spray back
when
there
you're
now.
Done with what?
Shh, psh, golf.
Oh.
So they're wet. Oh. Every once in a while I get in that car and I'm like, God, did someone die in here? It's the socks. It's a horrible smell.
Why don't you take them out and put them in the wash?
I sometimes forget.
How can you?
I'm telling you, I'm not proud of it, but I would win. I would win for the dirtiest car.
All right.
I would have to teach you guys how to change a tire, jump a car.
Jump start a car. I know how to jump a car. Jump right over it.
You're an Excelsior this morning? It's a very specific skill set.
Is it
dirtier than your couch, though? That's what I want to know.
No.
Because remember, the couch is the dirtiest item in your home.
Yeah.
Like 5 or 15 times dirtier than your toilet.
Because people eat on the couch, they spill stuff. Here's the other one, pets. Your pets are on the couch.
And what it comes down to really is how often do you clean that item? You're never cleaning out your trunk.
Mm-mm.
You're very rarely cleaning your steering wheel unless you're crazy OCD.
People are telling me to turn in my man card. And Scott, can you change a tire? No, I cannot. No, I pay people to do things that I don't want to learn how to do.
You know why I don't want to learn how to change a tire? Because the car falls and crushes you to death.
Exactly.
And I don't want to be under it when that No.
913-586-7798.
Triple A's for, baby.
Oh.
Come and get me.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.